Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scars. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
We've literally been setting up for so long that my wine is almost gone and I'm sad.
Roll the intro.
Let's go home. Hi guys, welcome back to Wild Till. Oh my God, I'm so loud.
I gotta be honest.
I feel like I'm screaming.
You are screaming. Hold on.
Okay.
Just everyone hold on.
How about now? Oh, that's much better. Wow, that was the loudest intro of my entire life. Hi guys, welcome back to Wild Till 9, our weekly podcast.
Are you still screaming?
You're screaming.
Hi guys, welcome back to our weekly podcast, Wild Till 9. I'm your host, Lauren Riamaki, 17 times champion of everything from this.
And this boyfriend.
My boyfriend.
Very good.
How do I do?
I feel like, not bad.
Okay.
Thank you. But yeah, my wine's almost gone and I'm sad because we've got like a solid hour of chatting and I have no more alcoholic beverage.
You mean your usual wine?
What do you mean? My usual wine. Yes. Shout out.
Which is actually sponsoring this episode.
Which is actually sponsoring this episode and it is delicious and I'm sad. It comes in the cutest spot. We're not even at the ad portion
yet.
We're giving him so much free promo. Anyways, my usual wine is almost gone and I'm sad.
Not free, but
welcome back to the pod. Stop, drop, roll, rate the podcast, share with a friend. Also, someone sent us the cutest photo of their dog listening to the podcast, which I'm sure they were obviously like very, you know, in tune with and, very attentive to. So we would love to see your podcast pups. Babe, I already started that hashtag last week. Where have you been? Are you not following the Wild Till 9 Instagram?
No. Well, I am.
Okay. Did you miss the podcast?
No, I was reiterating it. Let me try it again. Podcast pups.
Podcast pups.
There it is.
Let me go see his name. He was so cute. Anyways, send us photos of your pup listening to the pod and we'll post it on the Wild Till 9 Instagram because honestly, I kind of just wanted to be a dog page and not actually a podcast page. He was so, Bordy. His name was Bordy, short for Bordeaux. So yeah, send us your podcast pups. I'm excited to see. I'm also, I'm highly allergic to cats, but I'm not opposed to a, oh my God, I almost just said podcast pussy. I needed the alliteration. There was just no other. There was no other way to go about that.
Whoa!
Oh, your podcast Persians?
No.
What?
We're keeping that in.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah. Keep it in. I feel as if pussy is synonymous for cat. No.
Well, let's let them be the judge.
Okay, great. So send us your podcast pups and your podcast pussies.
So after podcast pups, podcast bleeps.
Do you not like the word pussy?
I don't feel like I.
Okay.
I don't really. Okay. I'm not going to participate.
Oh, that's fine.
My third favorite listener.
Yeah.
Style variety are the girlfriends who are forcing their boyfriend to listen to our podcast.
Yes, I love a girlfriend who forces the boyfriend.
And I have never had so many enemies.
No, until they actually listen to it and they enjoy it and they think it's funny, right?
We haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll get there. We'll get there eventually.
So, quick question. And I need you to answer this honestly and preferably quickly. Have you ever sent a nude?
Mom, this is a really great time. I think dad needs help figuring out the laundry machine.
A naked picture of your body. Have you ever sent a nude?
Short answer is yes.
Oh.
Long answer, medium length answer. I actually have a good story to go along with this as well. Now that you've asked.
But we have to fill an hour, so.
Right. So a short answer is yes.
Okay.
I have sent a nude. I have not sent.
Everyone hits like Google. Lord DIY naked nude NSFW.
But I've never sent like a full nakey. No, like full nakey. I think also by time I was the age to have a cell phone that could like actually send a photo, that probably is aging myself so intensely. But like we in high school, it would cost me like $3 to send a photo. And there was no way I could afford that in high school.
Right.
So I definitely did not send nudes in high school. I feel like that's just like a dangerous, I can't even imagine being in high school and having like a 15-year-old dude ask for a nude and like have the ability to send that in 2 seconds for free. Like that's a very scary thought. Anyways,
I combine the technology from today and like yesterday, but like, yeah, so that's Venmo me $3.01.
We can do better than that. It's called OnlyFans and we charge more than $3 for that, baby. Anyways, so I have sent a Scandi photo. I feel like that's more of an appropriate term than like a nude because I've never been full nude. I also, going back to like the whole phone situation, by the time I did have like an iPhone, because like, I don't know if you remember, did you ever have a BlackBerry at any point?
Yeah, I had a BlackBerry.
Oh my God, my BlackBerry Curve was my favorite.
That keyboard under the desk, fire.
I could type so fast though, looking with the BlackBerry Curve. It was incredible. Anyways, that had about a 2-megapixel camera. It was not great. So like, I would never send a nude. Like,
you could leak those nudes with full resolution. Have at it.
Unrecognizable. Best of luck. Unrecognizable. So anyways, by the time I got to university and had an iPhone and, you know, had the ability to send a nude, I feel like I had started my YouTube channel in first year of university. And I was smarter than that. I was like, this is not the direction that we're trying to go with the brand.
I thought you were going to argue for a moment that because you had started a YouTube channel, you were going to be smart enough to not send a nude. And I was going to direct you to the internet and say there are plenty of people with a YouTube channel that have sent plenty of unsolicited nudes.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So anyways, I started off strong, I would say, in being conscious about having a public image and not having nudes floating around with different people. I also have been a serial dater. So I trusted all of my past boyfriends, but I still was hesitant to even have that photo exist. But there was one time on Snapchat, because I feel like Snapchat when we were in college was huge. And like, obviously Snap is like still popping now.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. It's not the same. Like, we were introduced to the idea of a photo that disappears and would like let you know if it got screenshotted. Like Snapchat was made for nudes.
Yeah, but you also remember they had the feature where you could see who the best friends of somebody else was.
Yes.
So you could select their top three. So you knew everybody who was fucking or about to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I wish they'd bring that back. That I should be like a voluntary thing.
Right, that you can
every girlfriend would make their boyfriend turned it on.
Oh, absolutely. It's like the red receipts on Snapchat. So anyways, I, at the time, went to go send a Scandi, but not nude photo.
How nude are we talking?
What?
How Scandi are we talking?
Oh, like full butt cheeks. Like
just butt cheeks?
Full butt. Full butt cheeks, wearing something. I hate your face right now.
Just...
it was...
I didn't hear this part of the story.
And so it was, I always made an effort to, in my snaps, I didn't do this many times, especially after this incident happened because I was scarred, but never put my face in it. I feel like that's the general rule of nudes is that you don't put your face on it so that it's less, you know, possible that it gets tied back to you. I feel now that I have more tattoos, it's less and less.
You really have to make an angle.
Yeah, I really have to figure out an angle to make that work. Anyways.
You just face tune out your tattoos.
Right, just face tune out the tattoos. Yeah, before I send it. Right. That's actually a great idea. Anyways, not that we ever are not together currently. Just literally always in the same house at all times.
I mean, I have a follow-up to this, so yeah.
Anyways, I went to go send this Scandi Snapchat, and it probably had about a quarter of my face in it, maybe a third. Full butt cheeks, like... back dimples or whatever, and wearing something a little sassy. And I accidentally fucking posted this Snapchat to my public story. There was like some shortcut of like a double tap or something that just automatically posts it. And instead of like going tap next and then tap who I was gonna send it to, I accidentally double tapped and it went live. Oh my God. I immediately deleted it. Like it was probably up for less than 60 seconds. And
No.
Hang on. So this was in my fourth year of university though. So I had been on the 22. Internet for 3.5 years at this point. So I had a decent sized following. I had hit 1 million subscribers already. Like I was not just like, you know what I mean? Like they're my nude might trend on Twitter.
Okay.
Might. Maybe not, but maybe. There's a chance.
That's before Craft Girl fucked.
That is before Craft Girl fucked.
Or at least
fucked.
Before Craft... People knew Craft Girl fucked.
Right. Yeah, Craft Girl was fucking, but just in... Well, okay. Anyway.
But we didn't meet until... Let me do the math. Right, go ahead.
So I immediately delete the Snapchat, text my manager being like, hey, here's what happened. Just letting you know. And then I monitored.
Scott was like, let's do merch.
And yeah, Scott was like, great. Let's slap it on merch. Let's blow it up. Let's go. Posters.
Got it.
What you need. And I stayed monitoring my tagged photos on Instagram. And I got tagged in. So someone had screenshotted it within that, like, maybe it was only 10 seconds. I like blacked out. I like don't know how long it was up for because I was panicking. But it was, it resurfaced on 2 Instagram accounts. And they kept tagging me in the photo and they created a new account just to repost the photo lots and lots and lots of times and tag me in all of them. So I'm sitting there like blocking this account, untagging myself from all the photos, just like in live time as they're posting it. I know someone was really set out to leak my nudes. And like me at 22, like newly hitting 1 million subscribers and like just hitting my stride on YouTube. I was like, oh my God, this is the end of my career.
What's odd is that, and I totally understand the concept of that, like feeling like the end of the career at 22. Mm-hmm. I feel like no nude today is career ending. Shout out Chris Evans.
Nudes are basically career starting now that OnlyFans is a thing.
right. But still, like that's like I feel like a big difference in between
five years
ago into today.
I mean, I feel like the body positivity movement is just like so much stronger than it was 5 years ago, where it's like, obviously if something happens where like Chris Evans accidentally leaked a dick pic and people were so nice about it and like so understanding. And this was like,
I mean, his fans literally flooded his timeline with
like
other
puppies.
Pics of him. Right.
Yeah. With like irrelevant puppy pictures so people didn't see his dick in respect. I will say that something similar happened to Jennifer Lawrence where it happened like outside of her will. And
oh yeah, but she got hacked.
She got hacked, but like fans did not treat her the same. And
no.
So we still have a ways to go, but I do think that you're totally correct in that if my nude leaked now, not that I would put it on merch, but I'd be like, hell yeah, those ass cheeks cute.
Can we just put them in a picture right here?
Yeah, we'll just put it in a picture there. And I mean, yeah, the other day it was just my butt cheeks. And you know what? The size of bikini bottoms now, it's basically the same amount of butt cheek that I would put on Instagram in like a bikini bottom.
True.
Yeah.
True. Well, thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. I'm thinking about the tasteful nude that you sent me that one time.
tasteful nude. What's interesting is
hang on. Have you ever sent a nude to anyone other than me? Answer this very carefully.
Yes.
no hesitation.
Yes.
Okay, walk me through it.
Walk you through. Well, you take
Is it like a dick pic or, and please tell me they've always been solicited. There's nothing worse than an unsolicited dick pic.
I don't understand. Do I understand that? I don't think that I suffer from the same.
Dumb bitchitis?
Yeah, I think it's the step beyond dumb bitchitis.
Okay.
There's something there. Okay. That's not something that I feel like is an, I don't say it's not normal. That's not something that I feel like I understand the need to.
Right.
I am going to surprise this person. we haven't talked about it. There's not any
surprise
like,
penis.
There's no context. When they open their phone, just one-eyed snake right there.
One-eyed snake.
You know, that's not a...
Right, it's not in your nature.
Right, like,
yeah.
I'm the first person to admit that it's not that I haven't sent one. It's just that it wasn't...
How many girls do you think have nude photos of you if their phones haven't been, like, wiped or backed up or whatever? How many different girls?
Count to four.
Carrying the two.
97. No, I have no idea. No idea.
Like more than 10 or less than 10?
That's a good question.
Also, I feel like there's different types of girls for you being straight. Like, I feel like there's the girls who absolutely are so into that and some people who just like don't want to see it at
right.
all. And you have to like kind of read the room on that situation, especially in like a new relationship when you're newly talking.
I feel like in my single days, both in like high school, college, post-college, right? I have been on the side where I've been the person who was, I feel like more sexual via text,
mm-hmm.
less times than I've been the person that was way, wait.
Yeah, you were less sexual over text.
Let me walk that one back. I have been more times, especially in college, uh-huh. I've been the person who's been, post-college, I have been the person who is less sexual more often than not,
via
I feel
text.
Like. Via text. And the last time I was single, I feel like, not that I've grown out of nudes by any means, but I didn't want to just like send on anything and everything to every girl that I've swiped right on Tinder to.
Yeah.
And so it was almost weird. The ones that like we hadn't even met yet or whatever that were being overtly sexual. And I was like, we haven't met. and you got to understand, it's like, guys have a hard time realizing like you're not special. Like if she's doing it to you
right.
and you haven't even met yet.
Oh, interesting.
She's doing it to everybody else.
Right,
so
right.
do you really want to add your dick to her library?
Right. Cause she's probably, if she's sending, she's probably getting them back.
Right.
And I mean, some people are so down with that and they're like right. totally comfortable with it. And that's totally fine.
It's not that I like wouldn't be comfortable with it. It's like, if I haven't met you yet or if I don't like,
I mean, that's a level of like comfort.
Right.
Yeah, that typically I don't reach until I've met a person in a face to face. But I mean, you know, to each to each them all.
To each their own. I will, and I can confirm that you have sent more nude photos to Asian Girl Squad in a group chat than you have to me in our relationship.
That is absolutely, absolutely accurate. Yeah.
I've seen, and they're all like tanning or this or whatever.
No,
related,
it's like
full on ass cheeks.
Oh yeah. Oh no, like full nude. Yeah. Yeah. No, like if like one of us gets really sunburnt, like
right.
I'll send that photo or like if someone gets
when all of your iClouds get hacked next week.
Oh yeah. We'll
know
fucked.
Why.
Yeah. We're absolutely fucked. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not flattering nudes. It's like, it's not me trying to be sexy. It's like me being like, oh my God, look how roasted my back is because I forgot
cute,
to put sunscreen on. Honestly, at this point, I like don't think that I would really care.
So, okay. So let's back it up, but also like not cap this one off because we can talk about nudes all day.
Wait, can I tell them about your tasteful nude that you sent me when we first started dating though? So Jeremy was at a wedding in a hotel. And so we've been dating for maybe like a month at this point.
Mm.
And I think I requested a photo of you in your suit. Like send me a photo when you get ready and when you're cute or whatever. Like, I don't think I asked for a tasteful nude. I think it was a surprise tasteful
so
nude.
Did I just send you an unsolicited nude?
But it wasn't a dick pic.
Right, right.
It wasn't a dick pic. Like it was you in a steamy mirror with a vase in front of your dick. And we were also in peak shape at this point too. So like it was a
I wish you had kept
great,
that.
I probably still have it.
That scares me. Well, if I look good, I don't mind.
Oh my God. You also sent me like a gray sweatpant.
I thought that was the one you were talking about.
No, cause the other one was just like so artsy. Cause like it was like post shower mirror and like vase like so specifically positioned so that it was like.
I learned that in modeling school.
Right. Yes, yes, yes.
Right.
Yeah. So Jeremy sent me, and this is how he sealed the deal basically for us to date, was the gray sweatpants ween photo.
I did send you that one.
Yeah. And yeah. Also not a dick pic. You know, it's the getting creative for me. You know,
we've never exchanged nudes.
No.
Which is odd.
Well,
I mean, we live together, so.
I was going to say, you could just.
I could.
We shower together sometimes, so I don't think you need, you know.
Conservation for water. So right. I guess, so my question is, do you think that sending nudes mm-hmm. is inherently bad or of poor taste?
No, I don't think so. No.
Obviously, I don't, so I'm going to have to ask you.
I mean, neither do I, apparently. Right. But no, I strongly think that if you are comfortable in your own body, I think bodies are so normal. We all have one. And I think OnlyFans is like a great platform for people who want to get.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You
like,
kidding?
I'm so in
especially
favor
in the middle of quarantine.
For all. Yeah, 100%. 100%. Like, I'm so in favor of like, it's your body, it's your choice. You get to do what you want with your body. And if you want to photograph it and share that with people, more power to you. I'm down with it, all of it.
Here is where I will add the disclaimer or the, now, but you got to think twice. But mm-hmm. my only retort to that will be, similarly to how a couple episodes when we talked about like hooking up with a friend's ex or whatever, and mm-hmm. like you have to accept the consequences, you need, before you share that photo, to understand that the person you're sharing it with has the power.
Oh, well, okay, yeah. So revenge nudes, both. I guess it could go both ways.
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like revenge porn is the term that you always hear, but like revenge nudes is so real. I have a friend who has sent so many nudes. Like, she's just like down with it, totally comfortable with it. And she's very chill and has accepted the fact that like there will probably be a nude that resurfaces at some point because there's just been so many of it.
But the problem is Photoshop's getting so good. If you look up anybody's name anymore that's remotely famous and just type in nude or NSFW,
yeah.
There's 1,000 like fake naked pictures of them already all across
fakie
Reddit
nakies.
Anyway. Fakie nakies, yeah.
Fakie nakies.
Yeah, as they're called.
The art of the fakie nakie. Should we tell them about my Reddit fakie nakies?
Oh my
nakies?
God,
absolutely. Yeah, we
have to. I showed Lauren.
Oh my God.
Her, well, cause what did I ask? I was like, I made some joke about Reddit.
You're like, you were like, oh, show me like your superimposed fakie nakies. And I was like, what do you, no.
You said, show me your superimposed fakie nakies. It doesn't quite ring a bell, but it does sound like
coined the term fakie nakies as of today. Welcome to the fakie nakie club.
Fakie nakie club.
Fakie nakie club. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think you asked, you're like,
I was like, how bad is it? Like,
how bad are your fakie nakies on Reddit?
And once
I was
again,
like,
not the fake.
Well, okay. We're going to pretend that you did say fakie nakies. Cause I just like saying fakie nakies. Okay. You were like, how bad are your fakie nakies on Reddit? And I was like, what do you mean my fakie nakies on Reddit? And you're like, your fakie nakies. And I was like, I still don't know what you're talking about. And you're like, you really like, you've never looked at your Reddit and you've never seen your face like superimposed onto someone's body being naked. And people like are just so good at Photoshop now that they can make you naked on anyone's body with your face photo.
She didn't believe me. And you believe me now.
You know what it was? As soon as I started posting about a year ago, like workout videos.
Trap pics.
You weren't thirst trap pics. It was just me getting my squat on. It's not my fault I got a good booty form when I squat. Anyways, when I started posting.
Half of them I took.
No,
ass looks great, babe.
True.
It's wonderful.
That's true.
This is amazing.
That's true. Booty looks good. Booty looks good,
that's
babe.
That's great, babe. Oh, you're going to love this one. Oh, Instagram's going to go crazy.
But once I started, I think like slowly starting to remove the filter and acting my age and squatting at the gym, I would say 2 years ago, basically when we met.
Got it.
And that's when my fakie nakies started. Oh my God, there's this disgusting. It's not disgusting. Is it disgusting? It's disgusting. This video.
Oh my
God, on Reddit. I feel like I think about it every 3 months and I'm like,
I don't know if it's on Reddit.
Where was it? Yeah, it's gotta be on Reddit. It's not on Twitter.
I don't know. Well, could be.
Anyways, it's a photo. It's a fakie nakie of me on someone's phone. And this guy, it's a video of his dick just coming onto my fakie nakie on his phone. And so like, I'm just like, okay, you just made your phone super sticky. And like, I'm concerned about that. Like waterproof.
That's pre-COVID.
Waterproof, yes. But like cum proof, I don't know. Has Apple tested that? Has Steve Jobs like given the green flag for that? Like, I don't know.
Well, Steve is is no longer with us.
R.I.P. Yeah. Right. But like
Tim Cook has though. Yeah.
Tim Cook has.
You actually,
oh, Tim Cook did give us the green light for that. Okay. Yeah.
And that's also semen proof up to 15 feet.
Okay, great. Great. Well, then that guy is set then. So anyways, it was, that was an experience of, I don't even know. I don't even know what platform that video was on. And I encourage you to not go look for it. I know the day that this podcast comes out that everyone's going to be tweeting me that video again. And I would love to not watch it again.
I mean, so here's my thing. I understand people's fantasy with seeing people naked that they can't see naked. Mm-hmm. I get it. I understand. I think that's the curiosity factor. And also, I think that people forget sometimes that you're a real human. And so is everybody else on the internet,
absolutely,
no matter how many numbers they have next to their follower count. And I think that they create these things sometimes in a way that's just like blurs the reality with fantasy a little bit. And like sometimes it gets surfaced like, that's not real.
Yeah.
But unless you have, you know, someone to tell you that it's not, what are you going to say? Like every time you're going to go like see it on Twitter, this one's not real of me at this person. And everyone obviously going to go look at it.
Right.
So it's kind of a lose-lose if you're not okay with it. So
I'm okay with it though. Fakey nakies. It's just part of the, job, you know, it's part of the job.
Whoa. I can't wait for my first fakie nakie.
Oh, I'm going to make your first fakie nakie.
Really?
Yeah. Whose body do you want to be on, babe?
Let's do something like natural, like that would like kind of pass. Like Chris Hemsworth or...
Like Chris Hemsworth, like Thor body?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that would look good on me. Natural. And then... let's just let's stick with Chris.
I was thinking more like Ryan Gosling.
Yo, okay, I guess.
Okay.
Ryan Gosling, of all the Ryans.
If I have to.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Great. So, yeah, my only thing is that, especially if you are younger.
Yeah.
I mean, and I got to be honest, I'm going to say it right now, if you're under 18, a lot of states, it is illegal to send nudes.
Is it actually?
Yeah, you're soliciting, like, child pornography.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, you can become a sex offender like that.
Oh my God, that's terrifying. Okay, well, great advice to anyone that's listening that's under 18.
Be aware of that. And also, boys, sending unsolicited pics to 16-year-old girls. If her father sees that you sent that picture, you fucked. So get your shit together and be a little smarter.
Yeah, I don't think I've actually received any unsolicited dick. That's not true.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's absolutely
not
true.
You get one every day.
I literally get one every day on Twitter.
Yeah.
At least once a day on Twitter, an unsolicited dick pic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It's okay. It's fine. Part of the job, you know, faking nakies and unsolicited dick pics. There's the title of our podcast right there, faking nakies and unsolicited dick pics.
Well, that ain't clickbait. do you remember the OG version of sexting?
Like passing notes in school.
Well, that's OOG. Were you an AIM, a MSN, an AOL, a Yahoo, a Hotmail?
I was MSN, but it was with Hotmail.
Got it.
So my first email ever, and I don't know where this came from. I basically was trying like all the variations of my name and it was taken. And I was like, I'm just gonna think of the most.
Was it RAR DIY?
You really enjoyed that one, didn't you?
That was good. That was your emo. Roar, do you have one?
Yeah,
my MySpace folks will remember that.
You know what? I wasn't a roar kid. Like I was emo, but I would definitely lean more to the scene side of things than actual emo.
Got it. Okay.
And so roar wasn't my aesthetic. No, this is pre emo because I would have been what in like grade five? No, five. How?
Dial up internet.
Dial up internet. How old was I? I literally can't remember. Anyways. It was so random. It was hiphiphoo@hotmail.com. Actually, there might have been a 12 in it too. Hiphiphoo12@hotmail.com.
That's adorable. And how did you get there from your name?
Oh, no. I was so frustrated that my name was taken. So after hiphiphoo, it was Lauren_rocks_11@hotmail.com. And then after
that, maybe I put that one out there because I know that that's still attached to some things.
It's not. I don't have access to it anymore. So everyone have at it. It may be attached to like a Habbo Hotel account.
You're giving a lot of information here. Once again.
I loved Habbo Hotel. It was so fun.
When we get hacked. And when we get hacked.
No, none of these Hotmails. I feel like Hotmail is just like a scary place to be. And like, I don't have any Hotmails anymore. And so then after that, this was like my high school email. It was xo.lore@hotmail.com.
I really want you to stop putting all these emails out right now.
It's okay. We're fine. It's okay.
I feel very uncomfortable.
It's okay.
Anyway.
So it really, it was.
So you're emailing nudes on xo lore?
No, I was not emailing nudes. I was talking to boys and being really nervous and getting sweaty palms. And I was talking to boys. Also, my mom had this habit of like always coming into like the computer room. Cause like in this day and age, we had like a desktop computer with dial up internet that parked itself in one room. And my mom just like every so often would like roam into the room just to like see what I was doing. And I would minimize all my conversations with boys. But the issue was that in like the toolbar at the bottom, whenever there was an active chat, it would flash orange. And it was the most stressful. Who are you talking to? What are you doing?
Nobody.
And like also the idea of Habbo Hotel at this point now, like chatting with strangers of all ages on the internet across the world at like my age is like a little questionable.
I mean, do you remember Chat Roulette?
Chat Roulette, people are still into Chat Roulette. And like Omegle, people are still into that.
But like just people just getting naked? Is it like legal?
Oh, what kind of chat roulette are you on? I mean, like some people like...
What? Wait, pause. What do you mean what chat roulette am I on? That's what the point of that whole thing was for.
That was the point of that?
I mean, it wasn't, but that's all. If go on chat roulette for more than 5 minutes, 10 years ago, and I assure you, you saw, let's see, if it was 5 minutes, you were looking at dicks for 4 minutes and 58 seconds.
Okay, so I've never really omegled, but like yeah, I think that you put in your interests and then it like matches you with people who have your same interests. So like if I type in like Jeremy Michael Lewis on Omegle, it'll match me with other people who also have put that as one of my, like, my interested topics.
So that would be a population of one.
Me.
Exactly.
Either way, I was a Hotmail bitch.
We'll do some MSN research.
Bitch. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going straight to Omegle tonight.
Our next podcast is going to just be us on a live stream with Omegle.
With
just
Omegle.
Just circling through.
Yeah, right. To go find our Wild Till 9 fans on Omegle. I was MSN for sure. And that was like the original home of the flirt.
Right.
I feel it was MSN.
You said that you were talking to boys. You weren't happening to participate in the rule of three, were you?
Not consciously.
Would you have received a participant trophy if one was handed out?
Maybe. I may have gotten like a thank you for participating ribbon.
That wasn't part of the story when I was being drilled.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I was like, I liked boys and I was just like down for any boy that talked to me. I was like, I'm down to talk to this boy if he wants to talk to me.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
What is it, your standards?
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like that's probably a sign of like a lacking of self-security.
No, you're very picky and very choosy. But you only go for the best.
No, I was such a tomboy though.
Signs, Lauren, help.
Oh, sorry. So sorry.
It's okay.
So sorry. I totally missed it. I was already on the next
anything that
episode.
Shows you yeah. a fucking piece of attention. Sure. Why not?
Well, no, I feel like boys weren't interested in me in elementary school because I was such an athlete. Like I was so sporty and like I just wasn't a girly girl. I was
you're
a tomboy.
Spice.
I was sporty spice. And I feel like boys weren't interested in me. So I had like a few boys that were like the other it's like sporty guys that thought sporty girls were cool, but that like was not like the most popular, I feel like, combination. So when a guy was interested in me, I was like, oh my God, thinks I'm cute. But it was like, I did not have boys pining after me. Like I wore, so I played soccer growing up and they give you these black, like nylon soccer shorts every year, like the swishy black soccer shorts that like go past your knee.
Oh.
I had a collection of those from my past years of playing soccer that I wore every single day with like a matching graphic t-shirt. So I get it. I was not the
cream
of the crop.
There's nothing wrong with that combination.
You know what? Looking back, I don't regret it. It was very comfortable and
right.
I'm okay with where I am now. And I think it probably shaped me as a person, but I was like a hella tomboy. And so when boys were interested, I too was interested.
Yeah. I'm not sure anyone noticed that I existed until I was like 18 anyway.
That's absolutely not true.
Fine. 20.
You're lying through your fake tooth right now.
Yeah, I'm lying through what was a big old gap. I was an AOL guy.
Okay. Oh, so tell me about AOL because I don't know anything about it. Like, I feel like you were either MSN or AOL and there was like, you didn't do both. You did one
no,
or the other.
Yeah, I didn't know the other one existed really. To be fair, everyone I knew did AOL. No one did MSN.
Okay.
Yeah. So I can't tell you the differences because I don't know what MSN was like.
Okay. Well,
all I know
about
that
AOL.
AOL was popping.
Well, MSN was popping.
And it had away messages and it had the
yeah, away messages. Uh-huh.
And I definitely minimized tabs when mom came around, like all the whole nine yards.
Yeah, it sounds very similar.
Yeah.
It sounds very similar. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your away message? Like, how did you get the girls? How did you get all the girls with your away message?
I assure you that when I had an AOL account, there were no girls being got.
Oh, so did you just sit on AOL? Like, who did you talk to on AOL?
Well, realistically, whoever would talk back to me, I assume. I don't remember. Like, I remember.
Babe, but we would have been perfect for each other.
Wow.
Yeah. You with your missing tooth, me with my soccer shorts would have been a match made in heaven.
Just sat there and just held hands and.
Been super awkward.
Yeah. I had an awkward boner and you go, ah.
The awkward boner.
I told you, first grade, awkward boner.
Awkward boner in first grade. Yeah, I remember. I do remember.
Is it broken? Turned out not to be. And then I took pics of it 20 years later.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's J-U-V-E-D-E-R-M.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history to severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or take medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
MySpace. Okay, so, oh my God.
So for half the audience here, so MySpace was a social platform.
No, I know. I feel like our audience is mostly our age, like early 20s. Okay, so after MSN / AOL, I feel like was MySpace. Like right. that was what was next. Before Facebook, before Twitter, before all of that was MySpace.
So 2004, 2005?
I have no idea. Yeah. That's when I learned like the basics of HTML. Coding was HTML. Yeah. It's because I always wanted like these cute layouts as my like MySpace profile background. And I always wanted to like, now that I'm like thinking back to this, like this is so shitty of me, but I learned HTML so I could take out the credit of like the person's logo that made the HTML like MySpace layout. That what a dick. Like what a dick move.
Wow.
But I was always like, oh, it's cramping my style. It's like ruining my design. And I would take it out in the HTML code. And that's like, I don't know anything.
If you've been wronged by Lauren,
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry if I took your credit out of your MySpace profile. I'm so sorry.
It's so funny. It's like, I had no interest in like the design aspect that wasn't already pre-built template wise. So
really?
Even though I work in tech and I'm interested in that shit now, I'm like not a coder, but just I'm interested enough. Like,
yeah,
I had no interest at the time. If I could.
So you just had the default?
I think I had a half naked chick as my wallpaper.
Are you kidding?
And probably like some T-Pain banger that like
buy you a drink.
Just absolutely just aggressive. Like you hit a homepage and just song. Like how fucking annoying is that? Like I understand.
No, that's so fun to like make a statement
today,
with a song. Okay, well,
if I logged onto a website today, because I don't like my volume's off and it was just like, I'm gonna buy you a drink. Like what the fuck? Are you kidding, Google? Yeah, no, it wouldn't work.
You know what? I would have been, this would have been right before I started being seen. So I feel like I was like hardcore into rap first in like grade 9.
I really want us to include a picture of you being seen, but keep
and
going.
And 10. I mean, yeah. You know what? I'll post something on Twitter. Let me know. Remind me on Twitter and I'll post it. I'll post on like the Wild Till 9 Instagram or whatever. Because I do have them.
I'll see if I can find a picture of me in high school. Because everyone's like, we need to see how ugly he was.
I honestly.
I want to bully him already.
I haven't even seen it. Jeremy won't even let me see a photo of him in high school. I've seen like a few, but his mouth is always closed because I know that he was self-conscious about the tooth situation.
Didn't open except for to feed myself for the first 20 years.
Right. Well, yeah. And to kiss all the girls that you kissed in high school.
Three of them. Let's see, my mother, my grandmother, and my aunt.
That's so nice, babe. Anyways, I feel like I had MySpace and I was like in my rap phase and then I went to my scene phase. So my music really fluctuated as like my profile song that just automatically played. But okay, let's just talk about top 8 for a second because that is the most toxic ranking system. Like if we had a MySpace top 8 now on Twitter or Instagram, like that would be the most controversial thing. Like I can't believe we did that. We rated our friends. We literally would shuffle our friends. Like if you got in a fight with someone, I move that bitch right down to 8th place.
Right. And it was quick too.
Oh yeah.
Because the last thing you wanted to do is be the second person to move.
Being the second person. I'd rather be 4th.
Can you imagine if it got to the point where you were like, when are you going to move me? We're not that good of friends anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. No, like the top 8 arrangement was so stressful and so much pressure. And I
feel like your best friends.
Yeah. Your boyfriend. Yep.
If you had family.
Or like if you had a guy that you had a crush on and you like talked to them a lot. So that you'd like creep them up in the top 8. Right. Like
you can't just go from like 8 to 7, 6, 5.
Like there was so much thought process that had to go into the top 8. It's very stressful.
I mean, thank God everything has been just smooth sailing since then.
Thank God.
You know, everyone's always like, yeah, like MySpace failed, this and that. Like Tom like walked away with like $500 million. He's a like hobby photographer now. He's
really?
Got a great Instagram account.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know who's getting shit on every other day? Zuckerberg. Yeah. Probably because he deserves it.
I mean.
But Tom, sailing free.
Tom is living his life.
Honestly,
yeah.
Tom probably fucks.
Tom fucks.
Yeah. Can you imagine
Zuck?
Like.
Zuck not fucking.
You never guess who I met at the bar last night? Oh, who? Remember Tom from MySpace? Yeah. Tom. No.
You know what it was? Like the most nostalgic photo of Tom looking over his shoulder wearing that white shirt. Yeah, like brown haired white dude.
Do you think that he hates that picture or loves it?
I feel like he probably feels nostalgic about it.
Right. Because it's like getting up on 20 years now.
It's been so, I wonder what he looks like now. God. So we're going to go to Omegle and then we're going to look at Tom and see what Tom's doing. Look at Tom's new photos. I wonder if Tom's married and has kids and stuff now.
I don't remember if it was a clean break between MySpace and Facebook or if I just like stopped using MySpace for a while and then picked up. I honestly don't remember it, but I'm almost positive I got over MySpace before everybody else did, deleted it, and then was like, fine, I'll come back on or whatever, or like disabled my account or whatever before moving on to Facebook.
Oh, I distinctly remember that I got onto Facebook and I was trying to get all my friends on Facebook. I was like, MySpace is out, Facebook.
You were a brand ambassador for Facebook.
I was a brand ambassador.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I was trying to, because I remember I was trying to get the guy that I liked to get on Facebook. He didn't even have MySpace. I was trying to get him on social media in general so I like lurk his life and stuff.
Got it.
That I remember,
sounds like you.
Yeah, I remember I added his sister and I was like, I'll befriend the sister to get to the friend.
Wow. You manipulative fuck.
I would call that strategic.
Yeah, I would call you a salesperson.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I remember like kind of getting on Facebook and like kind of liking it, whatever, but I feel like that was like right when I was starting to like play more sports and music and this and that. And social media was not a priority when Facebook started to pop off for me.
Oh man, no, I definitely Facebooked a lot.
Wait, pause. Where did Tumblr fall in the mix?
Oh, Tumblr. Tumblr was definitely during my Facebook. Okay, so I Tumblr'd the hardest in grade 12. So 2011 is when I was like at peak Tumblr. So that would have been overlapping Facebook, a little bit of Twitter, and so much Tumblr.
The last time I saw my MySpace was, I remember when I knew I was going to be on TV. I was talking to somebody who had been on TV right before then. I was like, I got any advice? And they were like, yeah, go delete your MySpace.
Like, go delete
like,
it?
When I was like, I don't have a MySpace. He's like, no.
You do.
Everyone does.
Yeah, yeah.
Go fucking delete it. And I was like, oh my God, you're right. And the amount of people that you could find still, like their MySpace.
I wish that MySpace was still alive. Maybe yeah. I don't. I don't know. I actually have no idea. But you know what? Facebook, I feel like, was the beginning of me taking a shit ton of photos.
Mm.
Like, I wanted to, like, every time I had, like, a sleepover with my friends, we'd take photos
right.
and, like, make those stupid music videos. And then you'd post a whole ass album of sleepover photos that yeah. were just absolutely atrocious.
Well, that you know that's how Instagram, like, the idea started, right? Facebook is already there. And these two couples were on a vacation. And
is this true?
Yeah. And one took a picture of it. And like, so the idea, like the guy realized that like, oh, someone takes a picture and then the other person wants to have a better picture. And so the idea, like the gamification piece of like, I want to have this moment that I want to remember as a photo album, but there's a gamification piece of like, I want my photo to stand out and be as best as it can be. And so
oh.
to kind of create that loop. Yeah. I mean, like I haven't heard this word in years, but I'm pretty sure that's kind of how like the initial idea got rolling.
Oh
I'm
my God,
sure
I've
everyone will fact check me like,
that.
You fucking yeah. idiot. That's not how it started.
Oh my
but
God,
I'm
I've never
pretty
heard
sure.
that. Yep. Interesting.
And then Zuckerberg bought the fuck out of it.
Right. And then bought the fuck out of it and then copied Snapchat, made Instagram stories and it's all, mm-hmm. it's all, mm-hmm. yeah, just a.
Anyway, so before all that, so I wasn't a Tumblr person. I right. found Tumblr later when I was probably looking up for some other porn category and
oh.
Tumblr came up and I was like, say no more.
That was a good knuckle crack. That was like, that was perfect. That
I
was,
hope they hear
yeah,
it. Yeah.
That was really nice. It sounded fake. Yeah. Tumblr is like the, what?
You know, I just realized
what
for the people that were actually posting the nudes themselves on Tumblr.
Yeah.
If only they had OnlyFans then.
Oh yeah. They could have been monetizing.
I mean, Tumblr quite literally was OnlyFans without a monetization strategy.
For free.
Wow.
And like in the form of lots of like GIFs.
Ooh. GIFs.
I had a few GIFs that were saved and I was like, this is it.
What did you, what'd you save those for?
Anyways, so.
We'll talk about masturbation next week.
Tumblr was so good. I would say I was like a 15, no, maybe probably even less than that. I feel like mostly like I was so like deep into my scene stage when I was in Tumblr. So right. I wanted like this aesthetic Tumblr.
I
and
can
then
imagine
there was
how much
like
time you spent.
So much time curating the perfect Tumblr.
Right.
Oh my God. Finding the perfect layout. Oh my God. Yeah, it was a lot. And so anyways, it was probably like 5% porn gifs and then 95% me trying to like achieve the scene aesthetic that I was going for.
Never both.
So, you know, there may have been some crossover multitasking. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not to say that's out of the question.
I got it.
But yeah, no, I loved Tumblr. Oh my God.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Speaking of all these, and it's not to say that we don't use them still, but isn't it crazy to think what social media meant to you before it became part of your livelihood?
Social media has just like, it's so weird. Like, I can't imagine what it would have been like to grow up with the social medias I have now. Like if I had been
right.
16 with TikTok, like I don't even know what that would have looked like. There's this trend on TikTok right now and I have to burp, hang on. Oh God, almost died. Okay. So there's this trend on TikTok right now where these like young fucking kids, they probably are 16, 17 and they are, it's to this like sexy song and they basically are on all fours. They like dive down with their head and it's just their ass in the air in a silhouette, usually with like the TikTok LED lights in the background of like red or like some sexual color. And it makes it look like a POV of like them going down on you. And then, yeah. And this is like fucking 15-year-old kids doing this. And I'm like, oh my God, go play outside. Like go the fuck outside and go play with a doll or kick a ball around because like, what is going on? It's literally so sexual. And like the whole gag with this TikTok is like, they'll do it and be so sexual about it. And then they'll snap out of it and they'll like pretend like, oh my God, like I can't believe I posted this. And that's like the scene that they connect with the clip afterwards. So it's like,
oh.
They dive down, ass in the air. Then they come up and they're like, oh my God, like I'm gonna regret posting this tomorrow. And oh my God, it makes me just so uncomfortable. I just like being 27 on TikTok and like having those served up to me. And like, I can't be, imagine being like a 27-year-old dude and having that served up to you, like a 15-year-old girl with her ass. And like,
well, also, I don't know what is in the water But 15-year-olds do not look like they did when we were in high school.
I just made a TikTok being like, this is what I looked like at 15. And like, why do you look like, it's because they had James Charles.
James Charles is the reason that everyone understands how to like to do their makeup.
To do their makeup.
And put themselves together.
And also,
Shout out James Charles, shout out Sister James.
And I feel like also to online shopping, like you just have access to like any kind of style that you want to have. It's like you can achieve it and you can have it for a super, super affordable price. Like Shein and Rumwe or whatever those websites. Like
I don't know what those are.
But it's like, it's kind of sketchy, like fast fashion, but it's like you can literally just have any type of style that you want. You can do your makeup, you can wear lashes, you can get your hair done, you can do your own hair, and you know how to do all of it at 14. And it's really scary.
You think we were peak ugly?
Yes.
Like our age is the age that had cameras in our pockets and took a lot of pictures.
Yes.
And those are out there.
But peak ugly.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know how to do anything.
Nor did we have Facetune
or anything or
Wow.
Oh my God.
Shit.
Ugh. Peak ugly.
I bet we're going to look, I mean, like looking at black and white photos now of like back in like the 20s and 30s or whatever, like people were just like, you know, polished and put together for the most part.
Totally.
We're going to look at our age of just like, oh my God, what, like the precipice of fucking ridiculousness.
We did that and then put it on the internet to share and we're proud of it.
Right. I just like looking back at social media and understanding like the role, I guess, that it played in my life getting into college or whatever. It's not like I didn't have it, but like it was not a driving factor or force in my social life. At all.
Interesting.
And like I felt like I got on Twitter late and started using it late. And I don't really use Twitter much at all anymore.
Right.
But like I feel like I got on late and Instagram, like I had it, but I didn't really use it or whatever. And just to think that like I guess I am more comfortable with the idea of growing up without social media at all than having social media at the age of 10. Because I don't know what kind of person I would be. It might be the same thing. I don't know if I had it even earlier.
Right. No, 100%. I definitely was an early adopter, I'd say, to social media. Like I liked the idea of all of it. Like I was on Twitter in high school, getting my friends on Facebook. I was into Tumblr, all of it. Like, I feel like I was down with everything new. Instagram, I was so excited about that. I feel like too, also, if you were interested in taking photos growing up and were like, I'm a photographer on like your shitty point and shoot camera.
Right.
Like, I feel like Instagram was like a really exciting place to be and to just like share photos. But it's so interesting to think about if I would have gotten addicted to like the clout and the likes and the comments had I not ended up in like the path that I did, being like a YouTuber and influencer, da da da, all that stuff. But I feel like it's just so, it's dangerous. I don't know. Like, I feel like when I was like deep in social media, I knew who I was. I knew what I wanted to do. I knew my career path, all of that. Like everything was so much more secure. But I feel like if you don't have that stuff hashed out when you're younger and you have like those toxic influences of people showing only the highlights of their life, especially on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I feel like Instagram now is like starting to get better with like showing less of like just polished Facetuned photos. And
I feel like 4 years ago, that was just at a, like whenever Facetune 1 and 2 came out, God.
Oh my God.
It's not just like Photoshop hasn't always been here, but when it went to mobile
and
remove this, make this bigger.
Right.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's some things
God,
that like
I just thought about it. I wish I was sending dick pics once Facetune was around. Could have made that thing fucking 19 inches.
You think that would have flown?
Mom, you can log off now.
Facetune's just like the
just
biggest,
my
like,
warped
yeah,
thighs warped. And just down by my calf. Girl's like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I think I'll pass on this. It was so nice meeting
it.
You.
No,
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. No, I think 2 years ago was like the peak of Instagram showcasing just like the highlight reel and making everything look so perfect.
But like people put this like this blue check on a platter. Like as if it's like platter on just some pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember whenever I got verified on Instagram, God only knows for what fucking reason, right? And I remember I had my friends in business were like, well, how did you get verified?
Right.
Because they know they're like, well, you ain't famous. Like, why? What is it that got you verified, I remember? And I like didn't have a good answer because like, I don't know why they verified me.
Right.
And they were like, oh, okay. Because like, I'm really trying to get verified. And you know, it's hard to not just be like, why? Because
it's exclusivity. And
sure,
it's,
I have it, you don't.
Yeah,
so that makes me whatever it is that they deem me to be worthy of that blue check mark.
Right, exactly.
Outside of a new couple different filters on the back end for your DMs, it's the same thing.
It's the exact same thing.
Shit, I lied. That's a total lie. Keep it in. Keep me honest. There's a very, very, very important piece of being verified.
What is it?
Way easier to get attention from girls' DMs. Way easier.
Right. Too bad it didn't work for me, though. I miss your DM.
Yeah, but you're not like other girls, babe.
I literally hate you so much. He just went to the camera. For those of you on the audio-only version of this, oh my God. No, I will say...
You had too many guys pining after you.
I will say that I had no one pining after me.
Babe.
No one.
That's bullshit.
It's no one pining after me. No one. Only you.
We were meant to be. That's why.
Oh, thank God.
And I was only pining after you for years.
Right, right. For that whole time. Mm-hmm. That whole time. I will say that there are a few perks of like the blue check in terms of interacting with other people who are also verified. So it's like if you're trying to get the attention of someone that you like look up to or something, we have a tab on Twitter specifically where it's like
I don't have that one.
Oh yeah, you don't have that one. Obviously, I'm better than you because I have the check and you don't.
Am I inferior?
Yes, obviously.
I will work on getting verified on Twitter.
All right. Well, there you go. A task for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So I'll do that
between cleaning the pool.
I have an all mention. So that's like every interaction.
All that's where we all fit into.
No. And then I've got regular mentions, which is just like all the @s. Mm-hmm. And then I have a verified tab. So anyone who's also verified that interacts with my content, whether I follow them or not, goes into that tab.
Yep.
So, I mean, if you are trying to get the attention of like a business and like, this is when you see influencers, like when they have a complaint about a company and they want to shit on them publicly, right. The company, like they know the company's going to see it because they have a verified tab
right.
And they're like, okay, customer service, where you at? I have mixed feelings about that
approach.
I've
seen Lauren flex that a few times.
You
finessed some things that, I feel like I've come to you with my customer service issue. I'm like, babe, use your
verified tab. Yeah. I don't put them on blast though. Like people will like put them on blast publicly.
People do that sometimes just to like be seen as if like that's going to give them power too.
Yeah, I guess.
Let's get into that in a moment.
Like the amount of like verified people that I've seen complain about like when an airline loses their luggage and they'll put them on blast and like, because they're verified and the airline is verified, it's just like a whole other level of just like, oh, it's so bad.
Airline
it's so
bad. Ain't losing anybody's luggage today.
Yeah, truly. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God.
Okay. Question for you and be real.
Oh no.
So if social media disappeared tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right. What is, don't say like outside of career, right? Like personal wise, mm-hmm. right? Like that has represented such a big and important piece of your life. What do you think you would miss most?
I mean, I think just the connection portion of social media is the most wholesome part of it, right? Is like being able to connect with, for me, it's people that I don't know, people right. who like appreciate my content and relate or whatever. So viewers, it's that portion of being able to connect with someone that lives halfway across the world that you would have never, you know, crossed paths with right. otherwise. And then also too, like people who I grew up with in my hometown, like I just talked to my friend who I grew up with as a kid and he's like in his first year of law school, you know, and it's like, he still lives 2,500 miles away. And like, are we friendly enough that we would ever go get coffee and like call each other up on our home phones? Like, no, probably not. But it was so nice to like catch up via DM.
Home phones.
Yeah, no, like our home phones, you know, like what's it even called when you like
rotary
are plugged into the wall, like the phone, like the
a phone jack.
Yeah, but like what's that called? Like you have your cell phone and like when people are like, oh, we disconnected
landline?
Our landline. That's it. Oh my God. We're so
line in the land.
Yeah. Landline. Yeah. Anyways, but like we were never close enough that like we would go get coffee or go get dinner to catch up, but it was still so nice. Like having this 5-minute conversation with him, catching up and being like, oh, like you're doing great. That's awesome. That's so cool to hear. And so I think it's like that portion. I think it's also too, I would miss being able to get inspiration from others. Like
right.
that's so fucking cheesy, but like there are genuinely so many people creating different things from all over the world in different styles and different genres in fucking every art category ever in the world, music, theater, movies, TV, like physical art, whatever it is. And being able to have a place to showcase that and find your community through an online social media is like such an incredible concept when you look at it from like a wider scope.
I mean, that's the big thing. Like when I asked that question, the immediate thought was, I think it would be so uncomfortable creating a podcast that was new without seeing people respond and interact and resonate with it.
Oh my God. Well, like that's all like traditional TV. Like imagine talking, having conversations and then hearing nothing back.
Right.
Like that's so awkward.
But even today, like with HBO, right? It's just a different, it's a, you don't own it. You know
right,
what I mean? Like
you're
that's
right.
not something that you can like understand like what people are talking about. And obviously they could take it to social media.
Yeah.
But like you don't own the channel. Like we're able to see like, okay, how much did people like actually stay on the video and where do they come from? And like, there's like real information there that's helpful. And I feel like all the people that I've connected with and like said, like, thank you for sharing and listening.
Yeah.
Like that to me is just like, it just like completes the loop.
Right. Right. It completes the circle. It completes the conversation.
Right. Right.
Not this isn't a fun conversation. It is. And I'm stimulated. Tell me about the photos or like the posts that you've privated off social media.
That I've privated?
Yeah.
The ones that like I had posted or and then I just deleted them?
Well, yeah. So like the other day, just for example, like I realized that I had many albums on Facebook that were still public that you could go view if we were friends on Facebook.
Oh.
And I decided that I didn't want to delete them. I want them for the memes. For sure. Like there's the memes are too good. Like they're just too embarrassing and too good that they can't be fully deleted because they're not backed up anywhere else, but they don't need to be shared with everyone else. Like,
right. So you're comfortable leaving them on Facebook's server?
Yes.
But, okay. Got it.
Yes. Zucks, don't fuck me over here. Keep them safe.
I'll let them
Keep
know.
Them safe. Yeah. Thank
yeah,
you.
Next time I chat with them.
So, I mean, mine consist mostly of very embarrassing, like high school photo shoots in front of graffiti walls, wearing like an Abercrombie tank top and a pleather jacket and a beanie, trying to be like fashionable and cool, or like sleepovers where we're like hyped up on like grape pop or something. You know what I mean? Like just sugar. But yeah, I mean, I think I'm putting a lot of trust in Zucks for sure to make those private and just for me, but those just don't need to be public for everyone.
Yeah, I very much relate to that. Oh, you want to elaborate?
Oh, yeah. Please elaborate.
I have a bad... So this is probably one of my oldest insecurities that carried over and manifested and continues today. I feel like with the deleting and like taking things private, I have a very bad habit of when I'm embarrassed by something or don't want it to exist anymore publicly, even though that can help, it holds a special place in my heart, I'll just delete it.
You just delete? You don't even archive it?
Yeah. I'm like very... forget it. It's gone. And like, I honestly think that I've got about 14 pictures of me from the age of like 0 to 19 or so.
Just babe! Like,
yeah. I just delete it.
The memes!
No, I know. It's an insecurity of mine, for sure.
Why are you erasing the memes?
I just haven't come to terms with whoever I was at the time.
Babe!
I did that so much. I feel like they're all gone now, so I don't really know if I'm over it or not. But I even remember, like, this is when I was like the height of like me deleting things or whatever. I remember when I moved out to LA and had enough people following me on social media from like TV and other shit that I remember I kept getting called out for content I'd put out that was me singing or performing or doing something. And by called out, I mean like half of it was like, oh my God, you're so good. It's amazing. You should do more.
Oh,
and
so more just like noticed.
Half, and the other half were, you clout chasing bitch, this is all you want to do, you failed at that, and because you failed at that, you're trying to just like meet and hang out with people that are actually better than you. Therefore,
oh my God, that's so
we're gonna
mean.
Put you in this box. And so as opposed to me being like, no, I think I'm proud of what I did, I am proud of what I did, it's gonna stay up, I'll do more of it whenever I have time, I got rid of it,
babe.
Yeah. And like even to the point where like not even that long ago, like probably since we've been together, I found a video that I'm like, I'll just take it down. No, there's like, but there's this like, and it's like the imposter syndrome, but also the like the reality of the fact that like when you are trying to just not like devote energy to feeling bad about some
right.
thing or whatever,
yeah.
like it's not to say that like some, you know, 10-year-old in Iowa who like has some like nice Twitter fingers is going to hurt my feelings really, but I'm just like, oh, fuck, I don't even want to have this conversation or let it to go or whatever. So like if this somehow comes off this way or whatever, forget it.
Right. I mean, I just had a conversation about a friend who has a small business and has had a few TikToks pop off. And she asked me my opinion on comment filters. She's like, is that bad business or good business? Mm. And I feel very strongly that a comment filter is your fucking best friend. out of sight, out of mind. I think A, for your own mental health, it's so good. And like, maybe I'm delusional and I'm like, oh my God, my fan base is so nice. Like, I love my community. Everyone's so kind and authentic and genuine and like so nice. And like, we love each other and it's rainbows and fucking sparkles.
Sometimes it is.
And sometimes it absolutely is. But I just like, I probably have, especially on YouTube, over 200 words filtered out. And it's just like the negative stuff. It's like, I don't want to see it. I don't want others to see it.
But that alone should be enough. If you don't want to see it, it's your page.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to have another reason. It's your fucking page.
Well, also too, it's like, I just don't want my community to be a place of negativity. And I don't want to even like put a seed of negativity into someone else's head.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what if they make a comment about my body and someone's like, oh, they read that and they think about that later on in the day about their body. Like, I'm just like not trying to have that happen on my shit. Go somewhere else for that. There are so many trolls and people who thrive off drama on YouTube, and I make fucking crafts.
But also, like, I feel like I used to think, well, let me just tell this person why they're wrong. Like, oh, you think this? Let me correct you. It's not about that. It's not about the right or wrong. Just get rid of it. Like, the amount of, like, my blocked list grows, and it will continue to grow. Yeah. And the amount of, my favorite, of course, is like people that like you block, and then later on are like, oh, I don't think that anymore. Why do you have me blocked?
It's like, I was just about to say like, that.
My favorite is like, they block me for no reason. Do you know how many steps you have to get to block somebody? No one is blocked. Like, I'm sure it's happened. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I haven't blocked anybody accidentally. And if you know what?
So sorry.
That's how it felt. it's ridiculous to me that like you owe someone to like unblock them or whatever.
No, I feel like the most common situation that we have personally is that when we first like went public being like, I am in a relationship with Jeremy Michael Lewis, whatever, this person. And people obviously being big fans of Lorax were like just fucking so
sweet to me.
Mean,
so nice.
So mean, like vicious. Some people were vicious.
I remember you were like, are you okay? And I was just like, oh, there's nothing. It's fine.
You were totally fine. You handled it like a champ. I was mad. I was mad. And so we blocked a bunch of people, both of us, because I was like, you know what? If you're going to be a hater, like, bye. Like, go find someone else. Like, you don't have privilege to see my content anymore. Bye. Like, it's my choice, my control. Goodbye.
Right.
And then, you know, they realized that you were not a horrible person and that this was real and that you were probably going to stick around for a while in my life and in my content. And they came around to the idea of you, and they were very sad that they were blocked 6 months later. And they were like, oh, like, why did Jeremy has me blocked? Like, can you tell him to unblock me? I don't know why he blocked me. And it's like, are you sure it wasn't the two-paragraph hate message that you left a couple months ago?
You're not Moose's dad. You should go away. Fuck you. Whatever. Just like, yo, get it. This is my life.
I know. Oh, my God.
And obviously, like, we invite people to this type of format and, like, interact in all ways. And also, if we upset you, I totally get it. You have every right to be upset. But if you're just going to be hateful on our page, that ain't the place.
Go somewhere else. There's so many people who love that shit.
The podcast, I mean, 99.999% just positive.
So
I don't know what it is that we're throwing out there, but like, I'm vibing
dicks
with the people.
Grace Up Aunt Ween.
We're throwing out dicks.
One can be mad at Grace Up Aunt Ween.
You're right. Well,
I really can't.
I think someone can probably be.
Well, no, I just haven't met anyone that's mad with Grace Up Aunt Ween.
Yeah. Okay, fine. But no, I'm full in favor of blocks.
Me too.
The
mute function.
Yeah.
I think if you want to be less problematic, if you're scared of any kind of confrontation, the mute feature is very useful. I utilize it all the time. I think also too, like there have been a few specific influencers whose bodies and just like their, honestly, just like their physique make me feel insecure. And it was negative towards my own mental health. And the moment that I mute them and didn't see them anymore and didn't compare myself to them, like hopefully they never find out because I don't want them to take it personally, but it's for me. It's not them.
Right.
Like when you break up with someone, it's not you. It really is me.
But you should be able to control what you see.
Totally. Absolutely. And
there's,
I mean, Instagram algorithm would disagree, but you know, with the powers that we do have and the control you do have, I absolutely think that if you have the control, you should use it.
Agreed. Yeah, like good luck spelling any of my ex's names correctly or very incorrectly. You ain't show up in my face.
Same.
Ones and all of them.
Literally,
yeah.
You have to put like the name and then misspell the name.
You got to misspell the hell out of it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I got a lot of permutations of that thing.
Oh yeah. Same.
Get on my page with that shit. Like, go away with it.
Go somewhere else.
I don't want my name all over there. Hers. You
also,
know?
I just feel like at the end of the day, like, do you think that leaving a comment telling me to get back with my ex is going to make me suddenly leave my current life to get back with my ex? Like, No.
It's a real lie.
I'm so
this
sorry to tell you.
It's not a fantasy. We actually live between
right. It's
your
not
content.
Like, what's that? That I feel like I get an ad for that game all the time where you get to like, it's like not Sims, but you get to like, you get like three choices of what like your next life decision is and you get to like pick.
Mm.
I don't know. Anyways.
Okay. Rapid fire questions. If you only could have one social platform for the rest of your life, which one would it be?
YouTube.
Okay.
But then closely followed by TikTok. TikTok was on tip of my tongue, but then I realized that YouTube is my livelihood and that I couldn't pay my mortgage if I didn't have YouTube. But I love TikTok. I love TikTok with my entire being.
I'm coming around to YouTube more and more. YouTube is, for me, the biggest... Obviously, there's some negative people on there. We just talked about it. But the amount of like talent and creative outlets that like has been created through YouTube, I think is unmatched.
YouTube is an absolute game changer of... like media in general.
We were able to
a disruptor.
Think about all the people that we were able to reach essentially for free
right.
because they paid for it.
Right.
And actually they pay us to do it. Like that is, it's amazing.
It's free content. It absolutely changed the game of just like how content is made and delivered and watched.
Right.
Oh, okay. Let's wrap this up on this question because I feel like this is a controversial question and there's a lot of different opinions on it. Do you think it's okay for people in relationship to follow a shit ton of the opposite gender, sex, sexuality, whatever that they are attracted to?
Better be because I do.
Well, okay, I'm okay with it. I am not bothered by that.
That's
but
my
like,
point.
What
yeah.
do you what do you think? What's your opinion on that?
So situational. No. here's the deal. I have been in relationships where I felt like I can't do that.
Interesting.
And, or not that I couldn't do it, but like that, I mean, I'm the first one to be like, oh my God, look how, what, look at this picture. Like we will, I feel like we will ogle
yeah.
over just beautiful people
together. Right.
And if I didn't feel like I could do that, then it would be a problem. It's completely, but it's the same thing. Like, I don't think twice about like talking to girls or anybody that like, whether you know them or not or whatever, because it's not something that I couldn't talk about while you were in the same
right.
room.
It's not like a secretive thing.
It's
like
not.
Once it's secretive, it's sketchy.
Right. You yeah. know what I mean? Like if you were a very friendly with a guy back in high school that like, if I took it out of context and didn't know anything or whatever,
uh-huh.
I'm not going to be mad about it because I know where it's coming from.
Right.
It's 100% about the situation.
Situational.
It is. It really is.
Situational.
Me talking to myself. Yeah, I can still follow girls, right? We were looking at my discovery page of the day. And it was just like, it's just dogs and women.
It's hot girls, huskies, and bull terriers.
And some like weird nerdy tech shit.
And some weird nerdy tech shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's
my life.
Yours.
But that is my life though. Dog, beautiful girlfriend, tech, nerd things.
Thanks, babe. That's a great note to end on. Yay. Also, guys, we would love to hear your opinions and sides of the conversations of anything that we weighed in on today.
Yes.
So like, let us know. If you've got a podcast pup, let us know. If you think that it's okay for Jeremy to follow Alexis Ren, let us know. It is okay. It truly is. She's so hot. I also follow her because she is so hot. But
why would you call me out like that?
What do you mean? Why not?
Why'd you put her name
to
it?
She's so hot. She is like the like icon of hotness, I feel like.
I mean, yeah, if you're number one, she's definitely on the top 100 list.
Good answer. But we would love to hear from you guys in the comments. Anything that we talked about that you would you want to weigh in on. We'd love to hear your opinion.
Controversial or not.
Yeah, controversial or not. Unless it's mean, unless it's a hate comment, then it'll probably get filtered out. Actually, I don't think the Wild Till 9 YouTube channel has any comment filters right now. So
no, it has. I've removed people from the channel.
You have?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
They said mean things.
They said, okay, well, bye.
They gotta go. And most of them are about you. And I was like, okay, you gotta go.
Oh my God, really? Babe, I can take it. That's so nice, but I can take it.
Mm-mm. Not my girlfriend. Mm-mm. Ain't gonna happen. Thank you so much. This has been a Views podcast.
My name's Dax Shepard.
My name is Jason Nash.
And this is pretty basic.
Good night, folks.
Bye.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.